Après avoir dicté une clinic note on Sagrario, S-A-G-R-A-R-I-O, the last name is Granillo, G-R-A-N-I-L-L-O, Murillo, M-U-R-I-L-L-O, clinic date 5/5/22. Patient with history of right back pain increasing past 6 days, with a history of a laparoscopic cholecystectomy on 3 days ago by Dr. Walker after being referred to spring. Imaging with positive CAT scan with abnormal ultrasound. Now with complaints of diffuse abdominal pain and right pain, back pain is above. Not given any post-op pain medications. Severe symptoms. Patient also complains of diarrhea intermittently for 2 weeks, 2 to 3 times a day, and also vaginal itching for the past several days. Past history of hypertension and type 2 diabetes mellitus, social and family history non-contributory, mild signs, general appearance, no acute distress, he had eyes, ears, nose, and throat, within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs, kid ossification, and percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop, and soft without guarding a rebound. With laparoscopic incisions, skin without rash or discoloration, extremities, neighbors, tenderness, restricted range of motion, neurological within normal limits. Pelvic back pain, patient had chest x-ray, which showed no abnormalities, there's no evidence of deep vein thrombophlebitis. On examination, the diagnosis of abdominal pain post laparoscopic cholecystectomy without evidence of intradominal pathology other than post-surgical events. Probably musculoskeletal back pain without evidence of referred pain, pruritic vaginitis. Patient was given regular medication for refill with history of diabetes and hypertension. It's also given a prescription of Tramadol to take for pain for the next several days, and Benzyl 20 milligrams also to take as needed. To follow up in 2 or 3 days as needed, and to follow up with Dr. Walker in 4 days. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.